And following NPR, Mike Osborne for WMOT News. Tennessee's senators scored a pair of legislative victories this week in Washington, thanks to bipartisanship that's unusual in the nation's deeply divided capital. Tennessee Senator Lamar Alexander's opioid crisis response legislation is now headed to the full Senate for a final vote. On Tuesday, the Senate Health Committee Alexander chairs voted unanimously to move the legislation forward.
The epidemic of opioids needs a prompt, bipartisan, and effective response, and we gave it that today in the Senate Health Committee.
Alexander notes 38 senators from both parties contributed proposals to the response plan. Tennessee Senator Bob Corker also enjoyed a rare legislative victory this week. The Senate Foreign Relations Committee Corker chairs advanced the nomination of Mike Pompeo to be the next Secretary of State. With one Republican senator away attending the funeral of a friend, Corker didn't have the votes he needed to get Pompeo confirmed. Postponing the vote would have embarrassed Corker, nominee Pompeo, and President Donald Trump. But in an unusual show of cooperation, Democrat Chris Coons agreed to vote yes in place of the missing GOP senator. Corker praised his committee members.
We have continued to conduct our business in a very bipartisan way, always, always, beginning with Republicans and Democrats working together to come to a good end.
Both senators will have to push hard to see their committee victories pay off in final votes on the Senate floor. That's local news for this hour on Roots Radio.